Jimmy's a multi-award-winning comedian. He's toured all over Australia and the UK. You may have seen him at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And he's performing in Hobart this Friday night. Please welcome, live in the studio, Mr. Josh Glance. Joshy.
Hello, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Mate, thank you so much for joining us today. I mean, first of all, let's talk about the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Good to have comedy back on for someone like yourself.
It was incredible. I was actually living in London. And I spent the good part of 2020 like locked down in a small flat in London thinking, what am I doing with my life? And as soon as I found out that the Melbourne Comedy Festival was going ahead, I made attempts to come back because I just hadn't performed for so long.
Yeah.
And I got back at the very end of January.
Yeah.
And the Comedy Festival had kind of, the registrations had just kind of closed, and I snuck in there and... it was amazing. It was just such an incredible feeling.
As a comic in lockdown, does it give you more opportunity and time to write, or are you just like, screw this, I don't even want to write, I'm never doing comedy again?
Some comedians pivoted and, moved to online. I did not. I just ate Domino's pizza pretty much every day in my underwear. Thinking this is not a very creatively stimulating
this
experience.
Is me now.
Yeah.
This is me now. This is my life now.
I'm not a comedian. I'm a couch pizza eater.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is not a bad thing to be.
No. I mean, yeah, shout out to Domino's, which got me through it. Yeah.
Or are you trying to get Sponk on? Things are going bad.
Yeah. Swipe up for 10% off your new meat lovers.
Josh, let's talk about the show. I mean, it's called Josh Glance in a one-piece crotch-cut short-sleeve polo.
Yes.
A very literal title for the show, I believe.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, that one-piece crotch-cut short-sleeve polo, the image for the show was a purchase during lockdown in one of my darkest moments.
Right, okay.
And I basically wore it for 126 days straight, which was, 25 days more than London's lockdown. Yeah.
I just had to go out in it. I mean, I bought it.
Yeah, it became part of me. Yeah. Yeah. It was, I walked down the street and there's the one piece guy.
Jacket over the top because London can be quite cold, or just that in you're braving the temperature?
Well, jacket over the top initially, but once you worked up a bit of a sweat, the jacket came off.
Boots?
And that's the beauty of the one piece. Boots for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking around East London barefoot.
Josh, I think one of the things I like about your comedy, it's not just you up there telling jokes, sketch comedy is essentially your area of expertise. Can you let us know, for people who don't know your style, what can people expect from your show?
It's one of the most common things in kind of reviews and from audience expectations is that you don't really know what's going to happen next, which I love when I see comedy. I love creating comedy that's very surprising. So there's lots of music. There's lots of singing. I do characters. One moment I'm kind of dancing, and then the next moment I'm doing a weird character speaking gibberish. I mean, it's quite accessible. Don't worry.
No, it sounds like this radio show.
if you add ads, then it's this radio show. Music, doing accents.
It's funny to say that because I do intersperse infomercials throughout the show. So
it's your radio show.
It's your radio show. Okay. That's it.
But literally, it is, because now he's in the radio show.
100%, so. Absolutely.
But so Friday night, but you're also, tonight as well?
Yeah, there's a variety cabaret show tonight called The Shit Show, which is at the same venue, the Grand Pooper.
Yep.
And I'm doing kind of a little bit of stuff in that. There's some great acts on as well. I'm just going to be, I'm mucking around.
Yeah. Well, I love it because it's also, I mean, The Shit Show at the Grand Pooh, hosted by a friend of ours, Miss Poppins. Miss Poppins, who we have on the show many times as well. She's fantastic.
Still not allowed to say first name, but Miss Poppins.
No,
you can Google it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We can say Shit Show, but we can't say Miss Poppins' first name.
I said we can't.
Interesting.
Say those two words together.
Feline Poppins.
Why didn't we? How long has he been in the studio for, producer Grace, and he's just giving us that?
That's it. I'm good.
Go see him. Go and see if you can go and get your tickets to go and watch Josh Glance in a one-piece crotch cut short-sleeve polo. But you know what? This is exciting. We've got a double pass to give away right now. Did you know that, Josh? We're stealing one of your
I did know that, and I encourage people to take it up.
All right. Well, if you want...
Because Josh is going to find you at the show and be like, that was free.
That's it. It is very on brand for me to stop the show and do something like that. Who's got the giveaways? Come up.
He's also a philanthropist, Josh, which is great. You're still doing stuff for the people. All right, if you want this double pass at 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. We are giving it away. But otherwise, if you don't win the tickets from us, you can still go and buy them. Otherwise, win them from us right now. 13 10 60. Josh Glance, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate
it. Thanks so much for having me. And yeah, Hobart, come down Friday night and check out something weird and wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And also go and see Josh. It's going to be...
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.